The committee would come to order, please. This is the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, February 28th, approximately 3:35 in the afternoon. Members who are present at this time, Senators Davis, Huggins, and myself, Senator Terrio. We have one item on the agenda today, that is House Bill 167. And the prime sponsor here, Representative Lynn, would you like to come forward, please? And staff can join you if you would like.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Representative Bob Lynn, District 31, South Anchorage. I'm chair of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Thank you today for hearing this bill, HB 167, which is sponsored by the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. And this bill is just represents one more small thing that the state of Alaska can do to help respect Alaska veterans and their families. It provides that when the veteran passes away, one Alaska Memorial Certificate is provided through the office of the Adjutant General at the request of the governor to the next of kin, and also one copy of a certified death certificate is issued to next of kin free of charge. And it simply sends a signal that Alaska supports its troops, past and present, and of course their families. And this bill is modeled after the Presidential Memorial Certificate Program and an Alaska statute, and a favorable consideration is respectfully requested.
Thank you. We have questions for Representative Lynn? Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Bob, you know, this is a great idea, and I think I heard you say that this sort of mirrors the Presidential Citation Program, which is good. Not many people know about, but this is very good. Maybe it'll help spur that. And the fiscal note shows
let me ask my staff here. We had a copy of the previous version, did we not?
Yeah.
And it was less than $1,000 a year.
Well, the fiscal note we have here from DMV, DMVA.
I bring her along to answer all the tough questions here.
Yeah, is zero.
Yeah, here is zero. It's indeterminate.
And we do have John Kramer is online to testify on the bill, too, so we'll be able to put the question to him. Senator Davis, did you have any questions on the text of the bill?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's see. There's some question my staff highlighted for me, Senator, or Representative Lynn, on page 3, whether you intend under lines 4, 5, and 6 there, or actually 3, 4, and 5, where you list out Alaska National Guard, the Alaska Scouts. You don't have listed the Territorial Guardsmen.
No, and I would be amenable to a friendly amendment to include that if you would wish.
Okay, I wasn't sure. My staff also tells me that down at the bottom of the page there, the definition of veteran, 2610080, does include Territorial Guard. So I wasn't sure if that was in there because of that definition or whether we need to add it up above in the
I'm
list.
Not sure to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would move that on line 4, page 3, that Alaska Territorial Guard be inserted after force.
Okay. Senator Huggins has moved an amendment to add Territorial Guardsmen, Alaska Territorial Guard, to line 4, page 3, line 4. Just write myself a note here. Without objection, then, we'll work with the drafter to see exactly how that should be inserted. The other question that I had just with regards to the fiscal note from Health and Social Services, and we do have somebody here from the department that can answer some technical questions, but you see there, Representative Lynn, the projected impact to the receipts of the department are $50,000, $60,000. And in the write-up on the fiscal note, it says that there are some instances where they've had representatives or families of deceased request up to 30 copies of the death certificates. And I'm wondering if you're trying to get to a certain number of certificates that are needed to, you know, wrap up a person's life, have something for the family scrapbook, that we could put a reasonable limit on it, so that these ones that are sort of the abrogations that are asking for, you know, 20,
yes,
30 different
ones. I think that would be very appropriate. Those of us who get involved in family history research and so on, sometimes we want to get these from, you know, way back when, and I think a reasonable limit, one for sure, and probably not more than two or three that might be required for insurance companies and so on, some reasonable limit I would be fine with.
Okay.
Less than a certain number.
And I don't know if you or any other member of the committee here has an idea really to deal with the loss of a loved one. Generally, what number of certificates do you need, Senator Huggins?
Yeah.
Great number.
Mr. Chair, I would recommend that we use a number not to exceed 5.
Okay.
And that allows most of the places that have to have a copy to get them. And quite frankly, if the family needs some above and beyond that, I mean, we can all, our responsibility to pay for things has to stop someplace.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and we can, you know, try and determine, you know, what the right number would be. And
well, I think 5 or very close to 5 would be most appropriate. My colleague on the committee has just joined as Representative Grunberg, and if I may, Mr. Chair, he is asking how many certificates we might need here, and we settle it maybe 5 would probably work fine. At some point, of course, the family might have to take responsibility for paying for their own certified certificates, but certainly up to 5 would be appropriate. I don't think we need to go much beyond that.
Representative Grunberg, the question was just dealing with looking at the fiscal note from the Health and Social Services,
yeah,
and the $50,000, $60,000, $75,000 per year cost. And in their write-up, in the analysis, they said that they have had instances where families have requested, you know, 30 copies of death certificates.
If you take a look, Mr. Chair, page 2 of the bill, this came up before in committee, line 23. Each veteran's family would only get one certificate. That was to keep the cost down. And the printing, I think, would be printing for a long time. I mean, you know, this, I don't know. I mean, there aren't that many people, and each family only gets one.
Okay.
And I think that's the Arizona law, too, as I recall. This was... If I may, Mr. Chair.
Well, I'm not the chair.
Well, you're the chair of my committee.
But that doesn't count over here.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Go ahead.
Okay. My wife's beloved Uncle Seymour Epstein died in Prescott, Arizona. And under Arizona law, she had the power of attorney, and we wrote the checks for the rest home and everything. We got this certificate. And I think there should be a copy of what the sample looks like in the file list. It's a stamp, and it says, one free certificate provided according to Arizona statute, such and such. And the purpose of that was so they could apply for death benefits and stuff like that, but just one.
Okay, in the write-up here, though, let's see. Under this version of the bill, free copy is not restricted. Each family member or representative may request one free copy. But any number of family members or representatives may request a free copy.
I am sorry. I stand corrected. It's an eligible member. And that would normally be one. It might be two in a given case. But, I mean, you know, this is somebody who is simply the surviving spouse, next of kin, or a relative. It's for the purpose of applying for the death benefits.
Again? Insurance.
Yeah, or something like that, Social Security.
Mr. Chair, it's not for just my experience is normally with people that had a survivor assistance officer, but normally that the customarily you receive 5 copies so that those five copies automatically then can be distributed to whatever legal means, whether it's one insurance company, two insurance companies, the VA for the burial benefit, and, you know, other things of that nature. Five normally covers the basics. So, I mean, my recommendation is we have a cutoff point, even to the extent of family members. So if it's beyond that, they pay for it themselves.
So you'd like to say with no more than five? I don't have a problem. Do you have a problem?
Not to exceed five. And if they want to request two, that's okay, but not to exceed five.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can, in fact, why don't we go to Mr. Actually, why don't we have Philip Mitchell come forward, Mr. Mitchell? And I'm not sure if you were the author of the fiscal note, but you can tell us, listening to the discussion, how that might or might not change the numbers.
My name is Philip Mitchell. I'm the state registrar, and I'm with the Department of Health and Social Services. I did not actually write the fiscal note. I did help prepare it, though. And one of the estimates we did use in preparing the fiscal note is that certainly 30 certificates is the extreme in terms of people needing that many to settle an estate. I asked staff, and they said sometimes people only need one copy. But usually the number of certificates we get for a request is 10 copies. And so we use the average between 1 and 10 to come up with, on average, a family would ask for five death certificates for each death that occurs, and that's what we used for our fiscal analysis. And I heard that mentioned as a limit for the number of free certificates, too, so that actually agrees with the estimate that we came up with for an average of what would be needed for a typical case like this.
Okay. But that, the typical request is five, so you've taken... You split
that's
that in half,
average?
Or 10, excuse me.
Yes.
You've split that and come up with five, but you know that a number of them only request one.
Yes.
So
some may request one, some may request 10. Under the current bill, it's up to the individual making the request, in the sense there's no limit on it. Not all individuals may request a copy, though. We recognize that, too. But in any particular death, there can be quite a few people who would need a copy. It could be the spouse, it could be the children, sometimes grandchildren, anybody who would need that certificate for any type of settlement for an estate. So it's the way it's currently written, we really would have a hard time saying how many. So we just used on average five.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Mitchell? Now, why don't we go to John Kramer? Mr. Kramer, are you online?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is John Kramer for the record. I am the Admin Service Director for Military and Veterans Affairs.
Okay, and did you listen to the testimony today?
I have.
And did you have anything to add or a statement on behalf of the department?
No, I think everything was addressed. I was going to mention the same thing I believe that you did, and that was that the definition of veteran is given in the Alaska Statute 2610.080, and it also includes Alaska Territorial Guard.
Okay, so is it your opinion, did we need to add Territorial Guard up above? I'm not sure why we had the list up above in a section that had the definition there down on line 16 that referred us to another section of the statute that had another list that included Territorial Guard.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure either. The only out of sync reference that is up in that upper portion on page 3, line 3, is they use the Alaska Scouts, and the Alaska Territorial Guardsmen were Scouts. They were Scout battalions. And I don't know if that's where some of the confusion lies or not, but certainly Alaska Territorial Guard includes the Alaska Scouts.
I see. Okay. Is there anybody else here in Juneau or anybody else online to testify? Representative Grunberg.
Heather, did you talk about your other issue?
You need to go over to the microphone.
Sorry. This was kind of an aside, but I had a conversation with you a few minutes ago. She raised a point. Suppose somebody died who was not yet retired, and she was talking about the Memorial Certificate Program. Did you already cover that issue?
She had a brief conversation with me down in my office before heading up here.
Do we want to explore that on the record? Because I certainly wouldn't have a problem if you wanted to put that in.
Why don't you put the issue on the record?
Okay.
As
I understand, the question was, suppose somebody died while they were an Alaska resident and they were not retired. She wanted to be sure, and I do too, that they would be covered by this. And it was kind of a conceptual thing, and I think maybe we need to ask the bill drafter whether, maybe Mr. Kramer, you know, would this cover it the way it is if the person died while they were on active duty?
Yeah, they're a veteran.
They're a veteran.
They're still a veteran even though they're on active
duty. I
don't
see anything that really intimates retiree. It just talks about veteran. And veteran's the operative term. After one day or 530 days or 1,000 days, you're a veteran.
Even if you're still on active duty.
Great. That's great.
And that would be the same then for the death certificate, too, I'm sure. Thank you. I should be more knowledgeable. I apologize.
Okay, I think what I'd like to do is we'll ask the drafters about adding in Territorial Guard. If Territorial Guard goes in, does scouts need to come out because it's inclusive?
Yeah, that would be my recommendation. We'll let the drafters do it, but in lieu of the term scouts, just put Territorial Guard because it will be interchangeable.
Yeah, and then we will work with the drafters on language that would limit the number of copies to not to exceed 5.
Right.
And I think that then, with the explanation of the fiscal note, matches up with the math behind the fiscal note.
Mr. Chair, it may be that the drafter will say, since we have defined veteran on line 16, it may be sufficient to simply say veteran service in the armed forces, period, and they don't have to list everything else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will take that up with the drafters then, and hopefully have a CS for final action before the committee sometime soon.
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
With that, we are done with the agenda for today.
All right.